episode is regarding the heart. Heart disease is a leading cause of the death for women in the United States. Find out what other women like you know about heart health and get tips on how to keep your heart healthy. You may think heart disease only affects men. This is not true. Heart disease is the leading cause of death for women in the United States. The FDA has tips to help you make good decisions about your heart. We call it heart health. Eat a heart healthy diet. Manage your health conditions. Get the facts about the aspirin. Know the signs of a heart attack. Be sure that you have facts and literature on the heart issues. You can't imagine what could happen one day without notice. You can have a heart attack. I'm sure, true proof of that. Eat a heart healthy diet. The nutrition facts on the food label can help you make healthy food choices. Some people have stress-related heart attacks, which I had, so it was an issue with the food or the cholesterol. But people with the cholesterol issue, choose foods that are low salt or low sodium. Limit foods that have trans fat too. Much trans fat can cause heart attacks. Cut back on sugar. Sugar is also labeled as glucose, fructose, and sucrose, and corn syrup. Get tips on your nutrition with your nutritionist. Common health problems like diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol can increase your risk of heart disease. I have high blood pressure, and I had a lot of stress in my life at the time, and one of my arteries contracted and no blood was flowing and no oxygen was flowing to the heart. So that's called a widowmaker. So there are other types of heart attacks also. So we're going to talk about different heart attacks, also how to manage your health conditions. Like the medicine for diabetes or high blood pressure, take your medicine as directed. Do not stop taking your medicine until your healthcare provider says that it's okay. Consider using less costly generics as safe, effective alternatives to your most costly brand name medicines. Discuss with your healthcare provider if this is an option for you and get your question answered. If you have diabetes, check your blood sugar levels. Ask your healthcare provider how you should manage your health conditions, especially during pregnancy. Some women do also have heart attacks after a pregnancy. Some women need a device to help their heart work. Talk to your healthcare provider about what device is best on your heart problem. Talk to your healthcare provider about getting your blood pressure and cholesterol tested. Get the facts about aspirins. Daily use of aspirin, it prevents a health heart attack, stroke, or right for anyone. It is not right for anyone, but this is effective to the preventive heart attack. Ask your healthcare provider if you should use aspirin. Be sure that your doctor is aware of what you're doing. You have to be sure that you follow a regime. If the aspirin is right for you, find out how much you should take, how often you should take it, how long you should take aspirin. Some products combine aspirins with other ingredients and are not meant for long-term use. Tell your healthcare provider about all medicines and supplements you take. Your risk of bleeding may be higher if you use aspirin while also taking certain medicine, vitamins, or herbs. Get the facts on using aspirin to prevent a heart attack and a stroke. Know the signs of a heart attack. The signs of a heart attack can be different to a woman than they are for men. Heavy aches in your chest or back, between your shoulders blades, sharp pain in your upper back, shortness of breath, breaking out in cold sweats, unusual, unexplained tiredness, feeling dizzy or lightheaded, or feeling sick to your stomach. While the most common symptoms for both women and men is chest discomfort, you can have a heart attack without experiencing chest pain or pressure. Women are more likely to have other symptoms such as back, jaw pain, shortness of breath, indigestion, and nausea or vomiting. I had the upper back pain and shoulder pain and arm pain. I had some breaking out of cold sweats also before the heart attack and didn't think anything of it. Sometimes I felt a little sick to my stomach, a little lightheaded, but I figured it was just having a busy day running around all day with children. But it happened when you least expect it. So be sure that you're aware of your heart condition. Go to the doctor, be sure that they give you an EKG. Very important to check on that. And your blood pressure, be sure it's monitored. FDA Office of Women's Health offers resources to help women in health care providers get informed about heart health. Use the Heart Health Social Media Toolkit to encourage women in your network to protect their hearts. The toolkit includes resources for everyday women in health. Professionals, including sample social media messages and blog posts. Be sure you check the social media toolkit. Download, get tips on how to keep your heart healthy. Social media example. Download four tips for better. It's called Four Tips for Better Heart Health. Social media image also. The Diverse Women in Clinical Trial Campaigns. Clinical trials help researchers learn about heart health and how treatments work. People of all ages, racial, ethnic groups, healthy women, and those with a variety of health conditions should be included. Be sure to check the visit the Women in Clinical Trials. That's on your website. The risk of heart disease increases for everyone as we age. For women, the risk goes up after menopause, but younger women also develop heart disease. Protect your heart.